The number of hate groups in the United States grew in 2017 at the rate of about 5 a month, and since the year 2000 they are up by 50% overall. According to your report, Communities on Fire, a majority of these groups target Muslim communities, and as many as 20% of the incidents recorded since the election of President Trump suggest attackers reference the president or his policies during reported incidents. Do you think the demeanor and the commentary of this administration signals to its constituents that embracing bigotry reflects patriotism?
I think there's no question from my perspective and from Salt's perspective that there is a direct relationship between the problematic policies and rhetoric and language emanating from the current administration is translating to a wave of attacks and violence targeting our communities. Those include Muslim, Arab, Sikh, Hindu, and South Asian Americans, and occurs at the same time that South Asian Americans are the most rapidly growing demographic group across the country.
What are the chances of a mode reflecting more peaceful cultural coexistence prevailing without getting accurate and thorough data from law enforcement and Justice Department officials regarding this brand of crime? Can you share with our listeners how you were able to calculate a 40-to-1 ratio as it applies to underreporting?
Well, that 40-to-1 ratio, which to clarify means that the federal government itself estimates that for every incident of hate crime that is reported, there are an additional 40 incidents of hate crime that go unreported. So the scale of unreporting is massive, tragic, and has tremendous, devastating consequences in our communities. I think at the same time, we are getting a problematic and mixed message from the current Department of Justice that is really pursuing an agenda of justice only for some of America, not for all of us. It also means that the current FBI, as well as the federal government, really does not have a clear or realistic picture of not only the size, scale, and scope of hate violence affecting our communities and really disproportionately affecting Muslim, Arab, Sikh, Hindu, and Middle Eastern communities, but also means that if you don't know the nature of the problem and the size of the problem, how can you in good conscience indicate that you'll be able to get at the root nature of the problem and help to address it? And so for us, that's part of the reason that we at SALT have actually been looking at hate violence affecting our communities since before the FBI even updated its federal hate crime categories to include Sikh, Hindu, and Arab individuals.
I've studied 3 years of FBI hate crime statistics and wonder if you're familiar with the gap between the number of participating agencies and the number of incident reports filed. I'm going to use Pennsylvania as an example because there are 36 hate groups in the state of Pennsylvania according to the most recent SPLC hate map. They have over 1,400 participating agencies who reported just 50 incidents over the space of a year. Is there any way to calculate the cost of all those budgets?
I wish we could calculate. I think we can point as a cost to the untold numbers of communities and community members that continue to live in fear. I think you have a problem when the FBI and the Department of Justice itself has to admit to itself, as well as to the general public, that over 90% of state and local law enforcement jurisdictions are not doing their job by reporting zero hate crime incidents to the FBI. So when you have a Department of Justice and an FBI that's not able to keep its own house in order, how in turn can you count upon the highest law enforcement agency in the land truly being able to understand the problem and protect all Americans, regardless of how we pray, what we look like, where we live, or where we were born?
In 2000, we begin with something like 600 organizations. Right now, we are at 954 hate groups. Between 2011 and 2012, that peaked at just over 1,000. As I look at the historical arc of poverty rates in many of the locations where there seem to be a significant number, 30 or more hate groups within a state, the poverty rates also spiked during those 2 years.
I think that economic pain and insecurity is absolutely one of the many wedges that is being used to really divide rather than unite huge sectors of our society and of the nation as a whole. There's no question that many communities are hurting and that many folks' prospects and economic opportunities have not improved significantly over the last several years.
I've been talking with Suman Raghunathan. She is the executive director at South Asian Americans Leading Together. For more information, you can visit their website at SALT, S as in Sam, AALT.org. Here in Colorado, the list of hate groups grew from 16 to 21, and all three groups listed as having a presence in Colorado Springs are focused on targeting the LGBT community. For KGNU, this is Robin Ryan.